We're just halfway done. You still having a good time? You bet. All right. You know, we do this program the first Thursday of every month here in the Museum of Commerce. And you can get tickets for the program online at radiolive.org. It's always a good idea to get your tickets in advance because, as you can see, we do have somewhat limited seating, and we want to make sure that we can squeeze as many people in here as possible. Support for Radio Live comes from Coastal Bank and Trust, a division of Synovus Bank, offering home equity lines of credit to consolidate debt, pay college expenses, make home repairs, or meet other needs. Coastal Bank and Trust, a division of Synovus Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Grace Pettis is back with us again. It's funny, we were talking briefly before the show about family and all that things, and she, of course, made a reference in her first set about her parents sort of exchanging her midway between the two places they were living. But her dad has not only been a great artist on this show, he's been a great friend for me over the years. And I have to tell one story about his dedication to his children, which I've never told her this story. We were doing a Radio Live over in Seaside, and he was booked to do on the show. And his wife, Michelle, called me a couple of days before, and she said, well, Pierce was building a treehouse for the kids, and he fell out of the tree, and he cracked his rib. And I said, and he's going to sing? And she said, oh, yeah, he's going to come, and he's going to sing. So I thought, boy, what a trooper.
Are you teaching us or to the gig?
Huh? What? Well, yeah. And I thought, okay, you know, how's this going to happen? So sure enough, he shows up, and he's kind of taped up, you know, and things like this. But he also is covered in calamine lotion. And I'm saying, what the heck? And he said, I fell into poison ivy.
Yeah.
So yeah, what kind of dedication is that? You know, dedicated to his family and dedicated to his art.
We're such terrible kids. We just laughed. Like, we didn't know that it was really serious. You know, just too many Looney Tune cartoons,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah. So this tells you a lot about Grace. So once again, please welcome Grace Pettis.
Thank you. Oh, you guys are still here? Cool, cool. Well, I'm going to do this one for my husband, Chris. He's back at home because he has a normal job like most people. This is not very singer-songwriter of me. I don't really have like a story for this one. I just wrote it one day when I was having a really good day. I always say, you know, infer what you will.
Mm-hmm.
just as good as it gets. I'm going to do this next song. This one's not such a feel-good song. Sorry. Actually, that's kind of a good segue. This is an apology song. It took me about 10 years to write it, which doesn't mean that it's better than the songs that took 5 minutes, but it was harder to say. So if you have an apology that's 10 years in the making, or 10 years in the waiting, this one is for you. But it's also for my friend Landon. And I went to high school with him. We went to high school in rural Alabama. I met him because he was the mascot of our football team. And this is true. And we became friends, and we were both kind of like the oddballs out. When you live in a town of like 344 people, which I think is what Mentone is, Fort Payne's bigger where we went to high school, but you know, the town on the mountain's pretty small. It's hard to find your tribe. Do you know what I mean? When you only know like 300 people, it's sort of hard to find your tribe. So, but we sort of, I guess we were just like instinctively drawn to each other's weirdness and became friends. And then he came out as gay, like right after high school. And I was a good Southern Bible Belt Christian girl, and I didn't handle it well because I didn't have the tools. I wasn't equipped. And so this is an apology for that. And but it does have a happy ending. He lives in LA now. He got out of Alabama. He's an actor, and besides drinking a lot of kombucha, I think that's what it's called, is like the cabbage drink. You guys, you hippies, know what it is. Besides drinking too much of that, he's doing fine. So I stayed at his place actually not too long ago. From the day we met, I was never the same. You were the mascot at the football game. Big brown eyes in a wildcat suit, hugging your knees outside the classroom. Favorite child of a single mother, loved you more than a boyfriend, more than a brother. The way you drove yourself to church every Sunday, we swore make it out of this town one day. And I called you a sinner. Ain't no sin bigger, and there ain't one damn thing wrong knew nothing about love. Landon, well, you carried your cards close to your vest, and you buried your heart inside your chest, and you hid it from the ones that loved you best. 'Cause you knew none of us could pass that test. And then I called you a sinner. Ain't no sin bigger, and there ain't one damn thing wrong with you. Far as I can tell, no, there ain't no hell much worse than the one we put you through. What were we so afraid of? So I called you a sinner. Ain't no sin bigger, and there ain't one damn thing wrong with you. I know I can't make amends. Believe me, I'm still your friend. I know I owe you the truth. I miss you so. As Enid said, this has been a rough year in a lot of ways, but one of the really cool things I think that's happened is I've witnessed a lot of my female friends kind of finally coming into their own and like speaking their truth and, you know, telling their stories and being brave, and I think that's really cool. And so just in honor of all those stories that I've been hearing, and this one goes out to Lindsay, who booked me for this show. And and also to my good friends Hannah and Nicole. They go by McDean. They're a local band, Pensacola, up-and-coming duo right here. Amazing songwriters, singers. We write together sometimes, drink bourbon, and write songs. So you should check them out, McDean. And I do have a website. It's gracepettis.com. Pettis rhymes with lettuce, but it's spelled differently. It's P-E-T-T-I-S. So yeah, I'm going to do one more, and I'm going to dedicate this to my mother, who is turning 60 this month. I just turned 30, so we're doing our, like, big dual birthday blowout thing. But yeah, if you have a woman in your life who's a badass, and this one's for you. She's overtime and underpaid. I should say this is the one that Ruthie Foster covered. One of the two. So you should check out her version of it because it's a lot better than mine. She's overtime and underpaid. She's kicking ass and taking names. She's punching that clock. She's climbing that ladder. She's spinning those wheels. She can do your job 10 times better, do it in heels. So get your glass up, working woman. When you gotta get it done, call working woman. We're gonna do the radio-friendly version. Thank God for the working woman.
pretty face. She rules this roost, she runs this place. From a mop and a broom to a corner office and a big old desk. Everybody knows, ain't nobody knows like a woman how to clean a mess. So get your glass up for the working woman when you gotta get it done. You better thank God, thank God. This country is a run, stay at home with the kids all day. No vacation time, no minimum wage. She's a nurse and a boss and a coach and a maid and a wife and a mother. If you paid her for half of what she does, couldn't afford her. Get your glass up for the world.
Thank you, Grace. Grace Pettis. Yes, indeed. This is Radio Live, coming to you live this evening from the Museum of Commerce in historic Pensacola. Support for this program comes from Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, a locally owned and family-operated company serving the Gulf Coast community for its commercial and residential air conditioning, heating, plumbing, and electrical needs since 1969. Learn more online at peden.com. And how about a hand for our sponsors? They're great. They make this show awesome. Well, John and Jess and Joe are back with us. These folks are also going to be playing at the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival this weekend, something that we're going to be doing just down the street. Hopefully you'll have a chance to check them out as well. You know, I told you a little bit about John's background in the first intro, but I didn't, you know, I went to the website to find his bio. Ha! He wrote his own bio. You read it, you will know nothing about him, but it's really poetic. I like it a lot. But I have to read the one he wrote for Jess, because it's really nice. When Jess opens her mouth to sing, something strange happens. It suddenly becomes 1936. You're standing at the bar inside a supper club with a name like the Magnolia Room. It's a hot and humid summer night. You've had one too many gin and tonics. You feel like anything is possible. The woman in the white dress singing on stage makes you blush. Is she singing directly to you? Yes. Jess is a time machine. She's been singing since she was about 3 years old. Her voice will break your heart, but you'll thank her. She's also a sweetheart. Aw, that is so sweet. And I also want to thank you guys for bringing Joe Mazza along with you tonight for some very sweet guitar work. Once again, John Common and Jess DiNicola.
Okay, so it was about 25 years ago. It was East Hill. I thought I was in love with a girl. She invited me in, and I remember being in her very beat-up Scirocco, which is a no longer manufactured product by VW. And I remember it was one of those Pensacola rainstorms. It was just a deluge. She was smoking Camel cigarettes. And I thought, oh, my God, she's gorgeous. And This was a long time ago.
Yeah, no,
she's gorgeous, and she's smoking Camel cigarettes, and it's raining, and I'm you know, susceptible to romantic situations as a songwriter anyway, and then she slipped this cassette tape into her Scirocco's tape deck, and it was Tom Waits' Rain Dogs. And my life was forever changed. And then years later, I wrote this murder ballad. It's true, I've seen what life and love can do on the streets of Dallas, Texas tonight. They're calling out your name. Sass, that's the worst thought I've ever had. But I can't describe the feeling inside when I saw you call to me. I thought that you could be. When I'm desperate, I'm a threat. I haven't hit rock bottom yet. I still got one more step. Don't hold me back. You only get one more chance and then it's gone. Cover me with leaves, the wishes in the trees. Look down at me and laugh. Weird, it's not as hard as I'd feared. You're nowhere to be found, buried in the ground. Oh, the light bulbs just burnt out. My guitar knows exactly where you are. Every time I strum these lonely strings, I hear you call to me. I thought that you could be. When I'm desperate, I'm a threat. I haven't hit rock bottom yet. I still got one more step. Don't hold me back. You only get one more chance and then it's gone. Cover me with these wishes in the trees. Look down at me and laugh. Save me. Did you think you'd save me? Baby, you're crazy. Did you think you'd save me? When I'm desperate. Thank you.
You kept it real simple, yeah, didn't you? Now your life is a puzzle. You keep digging the tunnel, head down in the funnel of wandering.
Thank you again so much.
There was a time when Radio Live didn't happen, and now it's back. And I want to clap our hands for that fact. And I want to thank you for coming, because by coming, hopefully you're having... You guys having a good time, by the way? So hopefully you know that you're not only having a good time, but you're also... supporting what I truly believe is an institution in this community. It's such a beautiful thing, this thing. So thank you so much. This is going to be our last song, and, you know, it's just a tender little number here. Little thing. Try to make it cry into your beer a little bit. Your glass of Chardonnay. Thank you.
remember you told me a secret. When it feels right, your heart breaks to pieces. When it feels right, there's hardly a sound. And everything inside comes crashing down.
John Common and Jess DeNicola. Oh, yeah. All right. Patchouli is back with us, and I want to remind you they're going to be playing at the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival just down the street tomorrow as well. Tomorrow morning? Yes, yeah, yes, at 10 a.m. I want to, I need to thank a group of people that I haven't acknowledged tonight, and I need to, is our Radio Live 25, the 25 people who stepped up to the plate and raised the money for us that we needed to bring Radio Live back. They are, most of them, except for the shy ones, are wearing their lanyards that identify them as Radio Live 25 people, and that is an invitation for you to hug them and thank them for what they've done for Radio Live. So keep that in mind. Hug everybody you see with a lanyard tonight during the show. Not right now, but after we get through with the program. Also, Bruce and Julie have music for sale here, as well as his artwork. It's over here at the merchandise table under the guitar hanging over there. And Grace has some music as well. John, I guess he needed to lighten his load coming from Denver, so he didn't bring anything with him, but you'd have to go to his website to get some of his music. But in the meantime, let's enjoy once again Patchouli.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, you guys feeling a little emotional? I mean, it's a full moon weekend. I can feel it in the air at this show. It's been a real pleasure for us to play with Grace again and hear John and Jess and Joe play. It was very lovely.
What a great night.
So this is a full moon song, and
I love this one because Julie wrote it. Well, she writes all the lyrics, and so I get to comment on them occasionally. But you know, people have spent billions of dollars trying to tear people apart, tear the country apart, divide and conquer. And this song is about the fact that we are all in this together. We are all one, no matter who. We are. We have to find those pathways back to each other despite what everyone's trying to do in the world of commerce. Because we're united and we're one.
And we're in the Museum of Commerce. Sits and waits until the kids are asleep to wonder if she stays up late. Can she still paint herself in the picture? But they're looking at the same big moon. They're looking at the same bright stars, and they just see it differently, like a puzzle fits together. Staring at the same blue sky, and sitting on the same big earth, and they just see it differently. Different birds, different feathers. Different feathers. Thank you.
we're going to go ahead and do a brand new song, one that we've been working on. As we say, we keep whipping out these instrumental albums because it's fun, and we've been doing real well with that. The newest album of Sea and Stars was debuted at number 2 on the International World Music Radio charts this year. And we were really excited, and it was number 1 in the UK and Australia. So that was exciting for the instrumental one. But we're still working on a new vocal one, and this is one of those.
So as I mentioned, we were biking out on the beach this morning, and I just knew we had to sing this song. So even though it's brand new, just had to sing it. Don't let this define you. Just let it remind you that we're calling for something much deeper than that. The bright lights might blind you, but I'll be able to find you. So when the flood comes, there'll be room for you on my raft. And you keep holding on, I keep holding back. But this light is so strong, it's coming through. In this moment where everything is new, it's ours until the stake is broken. So let's dream like we used to do. So let's dream like we used to do.
The same, and I want to know how to be that strong and still let go and still let go.
So we're going to do another another tune from our instrumental album from our Firelight CD, which we had with us the last time we came through, and that one was nominated Album of the Year on the International World Music Radio charts, and so we were excited about that one, and that was our Firelight CD, and this is a song that we've made our own version of on it, and this is our version of the Malagueña.
you very much.
I think we might have time for a sing-along. And so I want to tell you, we were going to do this event last October. We were going to play this event, and I was looking for a song to do a sing-along with. And I went to the place where songs come from, our piano bench. And I found an old camp counselor singer-songwriter book from Bruce's camp counselor days. And in there was the lyrics to this song. I had never heard this song live, but I just was like, oh my gosh, this is my new jam. These words, they mean everything to me. The song is, and I was like, wait a second, Bruce, who the heck is Mac Davis? And so he pulled him up on YouTube, and sure enough, this guy wrote some really great songs. And this is one of my favorites. It's I Believe in Music, I Believe in Love. We want to thank everybody in the 25 Club and everybody else who's all here at Radio Live with us tonight for believing in music, for believing in love, and the whole crew and everybody here for knowing how important it is. So since that time, last year, we sang it at every single show, and we've had people in the streets in Amsterdam, in London, in New York, in Florida, all the festivals, everywhere we've played it, come together and sing this song. So we please invite you to sing at the top of your lungs with all you got, all your heart. I believe in music. I believe in love. We know you do, and we're thankful that you do. Thank you.
I could just sit around making music all day long. As long as I'm making music, I know I can't do nobody wrong. And who knows, maybe someday I'll come up with a song that makes people stop all the fussing and fighting just long enough to sing along.
Sing along!
Those arms. I believe in love.
It helps with intonation. Give it a try.
I believe in music.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
I believe in love. Music is love, and love is music, if you know what I mean. People who believe in music are the happiest people I've ever seen. So clap your hands and stomp your feet and shake your tambourine. Lift your voices to the sky and tell me what you see.
Lift those voices.
I believe in music.
Yes, you do.
I believe in love.
Sing it with all your heart.
Music is a universal language, and love is the key to peace, hope, and understanding, and living in harmony. So take your brother and your sister by the hand, and come along with me. Lift your voices to the sky, and tell me what you see.
Lift those voices.
A big a cappella moment.
I believe in music.
Oh.
I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in love.
Go out and believe in music. Thank you, Pat, for believing in music.
Patchouli. All right. We are feeling the love tonight. Well, all the good things have to come to an end. And this is one of them. Radio Live is a production of WUWF Public Media at the University of West Florida. Our technical director and broadcast mixmaster is Dale Regal. Our house sound is engineered by Tom Skinner. We had production assistance tonight from Teresa Clark, Lindsay Myers, Melissa Pisarski, and Steve Pfeiffer. Our house manager is Trish Allison. Our stage manager is everyone's favorite Jewish mother, Dr. Enid Siskin. This is Pat Crawford reminding you to keep your mind on your driving, your heart on the coast, and your dial on public radio. Good night, everybody.